we move into our time of prayer today, I have a few joys and concerns to lift up that have been shared with us through the course of the week. We've got a lot of birthdays being celebrated. Both Karen and Mark Methley celebrated birthdays this past week, and Ann Porter also celebrated a birthday this past week. And not this week, but coming up next Sunday, Bob Tanis will be celebrating his 90th birthday on Palm Sunday. Since that service will be pre-recorded, a visual service for you to watch, we are lifting up Bob's milestone birthday today. So if you are able, please send cards his way, and we, of course, surround Bob and Connie with our love and prayers as they celebrate. And we continue to keep Den Elman in our prayers as he deals with ongoing health concerns. Knowing, of course, that we all come to this time of prayer with many joys and concerns, excitement and worries on our minds and our hearts, I invite you to bring those forward now as you join me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, we come to you now with our whole heart, seeking your wisdom, your comfort, and your peace, knowing that you hear our prayers, and for that we give thanks. God, our world continues to hurt as we continue to hurt one another, as we continue to see only what makes us different and act out of our need to be the one that is right, rather than in relationship. We pray for those who hunger, who thirst, who cry out for justice, those who live under the threat of terror and violence, and those who have been robbed of their sense of safety and belonging. Be for them a refuge, O God, an advocate, a home, one who hears and delivers. Change the hearts of those who commit those horrific acts, that they might see the error of their ways and the true life-giving hope of your forgiveness. We pray for all those who are ill, those who are in pain, those who are worried, under stress, those who are lonely, isolated, grieving. Outstretch your hand to us, O God, and sustain us with your bountiful spirit of hope. We give you thanks for the joy of eased fear and anxiety, for slow and cautious and safe reuniting, for the new life of spring that is right around the corner, for the many birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations that we lift up this day. God, in this season of Lent, we do indeed fix our eyes on your ways, and we pray that we all might be given the perseverance and grace to believe that even in the midst of seemingly impossible circumstances, love can and will grow. Create in us hearts that are good soil for the seeds of that love and the hope that is ours because of Christ, as we continue to prepare our hearts for the remembering of death and resurrection. Grant us the strength to continue in the darkness, that we might know the hope of the light of the abundant life that lies ahead. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Friends, as you prepare to go out into the world this day, to whatever this day may hold for you, I share with you these words of an Irish blessing that seemed especially appropriate for today. May you never forget what is worth remembering, nor ever remember what is best forgotten. May you never forget what is worth remembering, nor ever remember what is best forgotten. Hold on to what matters most. Let go of what clutters your life and prevents you from living. Claim God's word as your guide on the journey. And as you go out into the world, may you go in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the light of God surround you, the love of God enfold you, the power of God protect you, and the peace of God remain ever with you. Amen.